In life, differences of habit and language are nothing if our aims are identical and our hearts are open. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. In life, differences of habit and language are nothing if our aims are identical and our hearts are open. Now, what does it mean, differences in habit and language? Well, we may come from different countries. Now, England, London, what a strange place that is. They talk with a Cockney brogue and stuff like that, and London is just lost its way. It really has. The United States of America is the melting pot for all nations on earth to come and do interesting things. Well, now London is trying to follow suit. They have every single nation on earth living in London and living in England and having a ball and getting along very well. You know, it's really amazing how beautifully they get along, just almost like in America. You know? And their habits are quite different. In America, we can spread it out, and we can have people who are from Italy here and from France here and from Switzerland here, as we do. Like in Wisconsin, when I was growing up, there was a little Swiss town filled with Swiss people. They seemed to like to live together and make Swiss cheese. But it was very nice. And we'd go visit them, and we'd go to this little Swiss community, and they have their houses all built like Swiss chalets, and all so charmingly done. And the people were very lovely and very nice, and very helpful. But they were glad when the weekend was over, because then they could go back to normal. On the weekend, they had a lot of visitors from all over the state and all over the country who loved to come there. Now, when the weekend was over, their aims were identical and their hearts were open, just like everybody else in the world. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I've had a chance to travel around the world quite a little bit and meet people everywhere. And every place I go, I have a problem. I have a major problem. And that problem is, every person I see is just like me. Every person I see has had the same background that I have, has had the same experiences that I have, is as beautiful as I am, handsome as I am, and loving as I am, right, Sabrina?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Sabrina. I'm going to ask you for answers from Diana. You too, Jerome? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. I've got the rest of you. Is that true?
Yes!
Yes! But you see, when your hearts are open, then it doesn't matter what your habits may be, what your lifestyle may be, what your world may be. I run into a lot of people who call themselves homosexuals, and I say, you guys are crazy. You're absolutely crazy. You're trying to get business by telling people what you are. Why don't you just be who you are, who are wonderful human beings and fantastic human beings, just because you like pickles and somebody doesn't like pickles? That's their business. Do you know what my diet is? Do you know what my preferences are? Do you know what my favorite foods are? You don't, and you don't really care, because you just think I'm a nice person. And I think you're a nice person because you're a reflection of me. And I don't know whether you like pickles or not. I don't know whether you like things different than I do. I have experience being in Nigeria and eating at Sybil's house and trying her different menus. I know she's never really thrown the full course of Nigerian food at me, but I have seen them eating the Nigerian foods, and most of the time they're pretty hot, aren't they?
Yes.
They love spices, and I'm not a spice person. And so they're very kind by not putting spices on my food. But really, when you live in hot countries like Nigeria and like Mexico and like many other nations that live, south of the border or at the border of that is the equator, the temperature is quite warm, and they need to have these hot, spicy foods to take care of little things in their food that might not be beneficial. And in the northern climates and temperate zones, or southern, I guess you'd call it temperate zones down there too, they just boil things to death. They just boil things right to death. So all the vitamins, minerals, and good things are out. Well, in Nigeria, they don't do that. They just warm it up, and they have the spices in there, and they have all the values of the food. And isn't that correct? And isn't that why you keep it up when you go to London? I go to London, and in Nigeria, and in Ghana, and in Guyana, every time you take a shower, you use a bucket to wash yourself, to dump. They have showers, they have water coming out of the faucets, they have shower hoses and everything, but everybody uses a bucket, because this is how you've been trained all of your life, and it's a comfortable way to do it. Now, you go down to Guyana in South America, and they do the same thing. And here they have water coming out of big tanks and everything else, and they got the buckets there, because it is a handy way to do it. Now, is it bad?
No.
No, it's just different. It's just different from what we have been raised to handle. Now, would you like a bucket in your bathroom?
No.
No.
I thought of it today.
You thought of it today? Yeah. We got lots of buckets around here. But no, it's true. You're accustomed to that. And you see, those habits don't make us different. Our hearts are identical, and our aims, our hearts, let's see, what is that? Our aims are identical, and our hearts are open. So this is the way we want to live our life, always going everywhere in the world, being ourselves and having fun. We got a card here from Angie Solana from the Philippines, and in that card, she wishes us a happy 30th anniversary. And the happy 30th anniversary, which is taking place this year, is pretty wonderful. And she says she is with us, and that she plans to be here in October and have a good time with us too. And there people have choices of swimming in the infinite ocean of love, prosperity, and abundance, or basking in the everlasting joy and happiness. I will be with you in person for the October celebration. I love you all. Angie Solano. Angie's husband is the, thank you, is the person who handles the finances for her nation, you know, not only the community, but the nation. And at the moment, they're going through a few little changes, and so he is taking the teachings and applying it to his nation's finances, to have it come out in the most beneficial and beautiful way that the country has ever had. And I was sitting at a table at the INTA Congress, and as I was sitting there, I was enjoying my lunch or whatever it was, and this lady at the other table, she says, "Come on over here." And I said, "With my plate?" She says, "Of course." And so I brought my plate over there, and I sat at her table, and she had about three other people there. And she has this little Puerto Rican woman sitting there, charming bubble of happiness, you know. And the Puerto Rican woman says, "Aren't you Herb Byerly?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "Cielo Arriaga told me to find you and to tell you about her need for your prayer." And I said, "It's done." She says, "Just like that." I said, "Well, she asked, I did, it's done. You know, I see everything in her world fantastic." Cielo had called me one time to her bedside when she was thinking about dying, and I went to see her. Normally I don't, you know, go see a lot of the people, but I went to see her, and she told me, and I said, "Now, are you done? You know, you're going to kick off? You're going to die?" And she says, "I don't like my body." And I said, "Well, start liking your body. Start liking it." And she did. And within a very short time, because she changed her mind, she was out of the hospital and doing just fine. And she came down here. Yeah, we got pictures of her. She came down here with her friends, and just a bubble of light. And she had a little bit of a setback, and she wanted us to pray for her. And so now I'm sure she's just fantastic again. So she should really come to some of our seminars more.
Exactly.
Yeah. I ordained her way back when in the 80s sometime, you know. And she had an ordination in a large church. She was the person who translated all of the Puerto Rican legal code into the U.S. code as the United States and Puerto Rico were merging as a nation, you know. And so, you know, we got some pretty interesting people in our organization, in our program. But she speaks very excellent Spanish, and she wanted to start a special wedding chapel on the border of Mexico and the United States because so many people speak Spanish and would like to have them. Well, so, you see, these things are just all taking place in a beautiful way. And she wanted me to set her up on this and get her going on this. And I said, Cielo? Cielo means sky, you know. I said, Cielo? And Arriaga, you know, a little different, like Agabua. I said, Cielo, you must do the work. Don't just walk around in your pretty dresses and act as though everybody else has to do the work. You do the work. And she says, I mean, I got to paint and do this? I said, no. You do the work. You see it done. You see these people who come to you happily married. You see these people not coming to you to get married just to make it legal, but coming to you to get married because they want to be forever with each other and share and love. Oh, that I can do. That I can do. And I said, well, then that's your work. She said, oh, that I can do. And I said, wear your pretty dresses. That's fine, too. But see it done. And this is how it happens. And then we got another lovely card here, letter from the Nigerian nation here. Happy felicitation from Nigeria, from the whole state of Nigeria, the whole nation of Nigeria. Wow. And it's from the secretary of God Unlimited Church of Spiritual Illumination in out of the Villa God Unlimited there in Owerri. And it says, God Unlimited Church of Spiritual Illumination, Umare Akabu, I should let you read these names, Akidura, LGA, Imo State, Nigeria, rejoices with the Dean, Founder, the Chairman of the Board of Regents, other officers and monks of God Unlimited University of Healing, UNI Campbell, California, on the occasion of the celebration of the 30th anniversary of the UNI. We are happy to belong to the UNI family worldwide that is lifting man's consciousness to reveal and express its inherent divinity. We see the UNI philosophy blossoming and expanding to include all humanity as each becomes unconditionally loving, non-possessive, non-judgmental, all live in balance and peace. Our love offering of 1,500,000 is enclosed as a token of our awareness of the allness that we are. All is God. Congratulations. We love you. Love, Sam Agaboa, Secretary of God Unlimited Church of Spiritual Illumination in Nigeria, West Africa. Now, that's pretty nice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's pretty nice. I was at the INTA Congress, and they were talking about their problems. And I thought, I should write them a check for $1 million. Except they can't balance their budget the way it is. They spend their budget annually for their Congress was supposed to be $250,000, and they spent $50,000 more. And they do that every year, and they, you know, exacerbate it, and it's a shame. So once they learn how to balance their budget and live within their means and dream, the money is there for them. But if they're just going to spend without caution, people are not going to be encouraged to give to them. And this is how it is. In life, differences of habit and language are nothing if our aims are identical and our hearts are open. So, thank you, world, for all your happy felicitations. We celebrate our 30th anniversary, and we'll be doing it in two segments. The first segment is this week coming up with our wonderful seminar, and the second segment will be in October, and that'll be wonderful too. And of course, everyone who's here for the first segment will certainly remain here for the second segment, you know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's just a great idea. Well, have a lovely day, and know that I love you in every way, and I see you recognizing that our aims are identical and our hearts are open, and all is one. Excuse me, Ingeborg?
All is one,
exactly. Whenever you speak anything in our round table here, always remember, you have to speak up loud enough so that the microphone can pick you up. Okay, I love you.
I love you.
You.